I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, English teacher Lita Baker explains some of the shortcuts that work their way into conversational American speech.
They're called reduced forms or reductions, and since it was noon when we spoke to Lita, she served up the perfect lunchtime example.
So, tell me, did you eat yet?
No, we haven't eaten yet.
See, you understood what I said. Jeet. Now, if we were to pronounce that, you know, the way it's written, we would say, did you eat yet? But in rapid spoken English, the did you gets reduced. You see how it's not did you, it's j. Let's suppose that you had already eaten lunch, so I could ask you, who'd you eat with?
Who did you eat with?
That's right. What'd you eat?
What did you eat, to translate?
Right. The reductions occur in words that are not stressed. So going back over those three examples, which admittedly are rather extreme, and we'll go back and look at a few cases that are less extreme, but notice that it's the auxiliary verb, which is did, and the pronoun you gets reduced, okay? And the word eat, which is the verb in the sentence, is the stressed word. The word yet is unstressed. It's an adverb, okay? So it comes out, jeet yet. Now, let me give you some examples of reductions that occur frequently or even all the time. One example would be the preposition to, which we normally in spoken language pronounce ta. I have to go. I have to, right? Mm-hmm. Have to. It's not to. Same thing with the word you. How does that get reduced?
Yeah.
That's right. It becomes yeah. So instead of how are you doing, we say how you doing.
Drop the G on doing.
We drop the G. Uh-huh. So that would be, remember, there are two changes that occur in pronunciation when forms are reduced. One is that consonants change or disappear. And the other one is that there's a change in the vowel quality. So how you doing? The word R disappeared altogether. The U changed to ya. And on the word doing, the G dropped.
It would sound really strange if I would say in casual conversation, how are you doing?
Yeah, it would sound
unless you're talking to someone who's hard of hearing or doesn't understand the language very well.
Yeah, it would be very unnatural. Think of other forms like gotta. I gotta go. We don't say I have got to go. The word have drops. Got to becomes gotta. Okay. Notice got to. When we pronounce them together, the T in American English changes to a D. So there's an example of where, as I said before, consonant quality changes. Okay.
Right.
We
see this with going to.
That's right.
I'm gonna go.
Gonna. And very interesting because most of my students, even at a low intermediate level, are familiar with gonna. They've heard it so many times in movies and in songs and so on. So much so that I'll receive essays where students have written G-O-N-N-A. But what I'm teaching people is academic English, and so I have to teach them that it's not okay to write reduced forms. It's okay to say them, but you shouldn't write them.
So is any of this related to social class or to education?
I think the use of reduced forms is tied more to the situation. You'll find that when people are talking with their friends in a more casual situation where we're feeling more relaxed, we tend to use more reduced forms because one of the reasons that we do reduce forms, that we do have so many reductions in our speech, is that it's just much easier to pronounce words. Whenever we pronounce consonants, the mouth has to be in a certain position. And to move from one position to another requires a certain amount of muscular effort.
Lita Baker teaches at the American Language Center of the University of California at Los Angeles. She also writes textbooks for English learners.
You'll find our previous Wordmaster segments with Lita on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com, or write us at VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Ardita.
What you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when you're left here to cry? No one to bring their money to you. You'll be lonesome, sad, and so blue.